Worldwide Exchange is now a podcast. I'm Brian Sullivan. Join me as we hit the biggest money stories from around the world, breaking down the risks and rewards of global trade, the news you need to know with real-world actionable advice, and even a little fun and unique content you won't get anywhere else, like the most random but interesting thing you'll hear all day. Subscribe to the Worldwide Exchange podcast today.
This is the American Greed Podcast, presented by CNBC. I'm Stacy Keach. In this episode of American Greed, L.A. doctor Lisa Singh is making millions prescribing powerful painkillers.
Lisa Singh sold thousands of prescriptions for cash.
But her profits come at a terrible cost.
Joey went to sleep after this party and just never woke up.
Lisa Singh is no run-of-the-pill mill Dr. Feelgood. She's a cold-hearted murderer in a lab coat.
We don't have medicine being practiced here. We have a drug deal being negotiated.
April 25th, 2008.
911, what's your emergency?
We have possible patient overdose. We need ambulance, please.
The 911 call isn't coming from a drug den or street corner. It's being made from the Advanced Care AAA Medical Clinic in suburban Los Angeles.
And do we know what he overdosed on?
I really have no idea.
This victim survives. But months later, tragedy strikes 21-year-old Joey Rivero. His mother, April, says Joey is no drug addict. He's just a student from Arizona State University looking for a good time.
He was a fun kid. He loved to laugh, and he was a jokester. He was just a really joyful kid.
After a brief consultation with Dr. Lisa Singh, Rivero scores prescriptions for Oxycontin, Xanax, and the muscle relaxant Soma. 9 days later, his mother says he attends a campus party and takes some of the pills.
Joey went to sleep after this party and just never woke up.
April Rivero is heartbroken when police discover the cause of her youngest son's death.
They actually found empty vials of medication in Joey's room. And on the vials, the name of the doctor was identified as Dr. Singh.
But her anguish hardens to outrage when she reads online message boards accusing Lisa Singh of cashing in on prescriptions for years.
Comments like she's nothing more than a drug dealer in a white coat. I mean, it was chilling.
Dr. Lisa Singh receives her medical degree from Michigan State University in 1996. In 2005, she joins her husband's Advanced Care AAA Medical Clinic in Roland Heights, California. Located in a strip mall just off the highway, Advanced Care AAA looks like any other small doctor's office.
When you first walk into the reception area, it appears to be a legitimate medical clinic. The reception area is generally clean and tidy.
But behind reception doors, it's clear that this is a heavy volume business.
To get to a medical exam room, you have to go through hallways that are stacked to the ceiling with boxes and mail and paperwork.
There's a reason Singh's office is so popular.
She would see you for a few minutes and write just about whatever type of narcotic that the individual wanted.
Each visit costs $50 to $75 cash, plus extra for stronger prescriptions. Business is all word of mouth, and soon the waiting room is packed. L.A. County Deputy District Attorney John Niederman.
There were times when multiple patients would go in simultaneously to the exam room. She would just literally go around the room and ask each person what they were there for.
Between 2007 and 2010, Lisa Singh will write an astonishing 27,000 prescriptions.
It averaged out to something like 40 a day. How many doctors do you know that can see 40 patients in a single day and offer them legitimate medical treatment?
Singh writes so many prescriptions that many local pharmacists refuse to fill any order with her name on it. Attorney Larry Eisenberg.
A legitimate pharmacy is not going to dispense narcotics and opiates to a healthy-looking 20-something-year-old male, it's a total red flag.
So many of Singh's patients leave her office and travel 34 miles through L.A. traffic to get their prescriptions filled, no questions asked, at a pharmacy in Huntington Beach. Singh's raking in more than $20,000 a week, almost all of it in cash. But Singh never lives like a drug kingpin. She and her husband own a modest suburban home and keep a low profile.
She wasn't driving a fancy car. She wasn't living the lifestyle that you would think from someone who's collecting so much money.
Singh does move her money through 66 separate bank accounts. And in 2010, she purchases this 40,000-square-foot former Toys R Us store in nearby City of Industry with $5 million cash. She plans to convert the warehouse into a dozen medical clinics that she can rent to other doctors, perhaps to expand her empire in dramatic fashion. But for now, Lisa Singh's building her fortune on drug addicts, and it's a business model that guarantees repeat customers.
She knows they'll return. She knows they'll tell their friends where to go. So she is basically lighting a wildfire.
By 2008, Dr. Lisa Singh's suburban LA clinic has become the go-to place to score powerful and addictive painkiller prescriptions. But not everyone here is who they seem to be.
Is that going to take an Oxy 80 milligrams?
So what?
Just for various things.
Responding to growing complaints from families and pharmacists, the Medical Board of California and the DEA have begun sending undercover agents in to see what Singh is up to. They find long lines of people eager to meet with Dr. Lisa Singh.
Is this normal, the wait time?
Every day like this. There are lots of patients. They like to make a trend.
The agents are playing very specific roles to build a case, making it clear that they're drug addicts looking for a quick fix.
Opana's okay.
Okay.
Opana's okay. I read that.
At first, prosecutor John Niederman thinks he's building a typical overprescribing case, but he soon realizes the stakes are much higher.
It wasn't until we really got into the nuts and bolts of the evidence that we discovered so many people had overdosed.
Singh has a cycle of drugs she routinely offers that keep people coming back for more.
Lisa Singh would prescribe, number one, an opiate, number two, a benzodiazepine, such as Xanax, and then the third class of drug that she would prescribe would be a muscle relaxant.
Drug seekers call it the Holy Trinity, but it's a potentially lethal combination.
It leads to respiratory depression. The patient actually will stop breathing and expire. Now, that happened on a number of occasions with Dr. Singh's patients.
On March 2, 2009, 28-year-old Vu Nguyen dies after overdosing on oxymorphone and Xanax, prescribed by Singh. But when the coroner's office informs Singh, she makes no effort to change her business practices. And she never does, even as the body count rises.
Well, we tracked Dr. Singh's prescribing over the course of the years that she was receiving notification of these deaths. And we didn't see any change in her prescription writing.
1 month after Vu Nguyen's death, 24-year-old Stephen Ogle dies after taking methadone prescribed by Singh.
As more names arose of these deaths that were caused by her criminal conduct, it was heartbreaking to see the pattern that emerged.
At least six other men die before Arizona State University student Joey Rivero takes a fateful road trip in December 2009. Rivero, a Dean's List student scheduled to graduate in the spring, has never visited Singh before. He makes the 350-mile trip with two other students, one of whom has been visiting Singh regularly and charging others for the privilege of making an introduction. Joey's mother, April Rivero.
He would charge half of the pills, whichever ones the person got prescribed that he wanted.
Rivero is coached on what to say to Singh when he sees her.
didn't have to be much, but you know, you have to put up a front here. So Joey's was basically, I've got some wrist pain and I'm feeling kind of anxious.
Worldwide Exchange is now a podcast. I'm Brian Sullivan. Join me as we hit the biggest money stories from around the world, breaking down the risks and rewards of global trade, the news you need to know with real-world actionable advice, and even a little fun and unique content you won't get anywhere else, like the most random but interesting thing you'll hear all day. Subscribe to the Worldwide Exchange podcast today.
Moments later, Singh writes Rivero a prescription for OxyContin, Xanax, and Soma. That holy trinity.
Young men, healthy-looking guys. No questions asked. They've got their drugs and they're out the door.
Days later, Joey Rivero is dead. The ninth victim of Lisa Singh's $5 million pill mill empire.
That was a week before Christmas. We were absolutely shocked and stunned and horrified.
Joey Rivero is Lisa Singh's latest victim, but he won't be her last. February 2010, a new patient arrives at Dr. Lisa Singh's suburban LA medical clinic.
I told her that I was basically a recovering heroin addict and that I just like to take pills with beer at night to take the edge off.
His street name is Jesus G, but he's really an undercover investigator with the Medical Board of California. Jesus G makes it clear he has no medical problems. He's just there to get high.
Why do you need to take Norco or heroin for?
It just kind of takes the edge off.
We did a whole song and dance. Lisa Singh wanted me to say that I had pain. I would not.
Singh quickly writes him a prescription for methadone and Xanax after he pays her $75.
Well, I can give you something, methadone.
Yeah.
All you need is just
the next. We don't have medicine being practiced here. We have a drug deal being negotiated.
4 months later, Jesus G visits Singh's office again, smuggling a hidden camera in with him.
Are you still taking Suboxone, or?
Yeah, I ran out. Obviously.
And when Jesus G asks for a larger refill so he doesn't have to pay for another office visit.
Can you do this once so I don't have to come back and pay another $70?
Lisa Singh makes it clear things are tough all over, even for millionaire dirty doctors.
Hey, I mean, you can go to another doctor and pay more.
No, I mean, anything's expensive for me right now.
Yeah, same here.
In August 2010, investigators raid Singh's office and seize her computers. They find that Singh has been falsifying the records of thousands of patient visits to cover her tracks, including those of Jesus G.
The records listed me as having some sort of chronic condition, possibly back pain, but this was not the case. So they were completely fabricated.
Larry Eisenberg will file 8 wrongful death lawsuits against Lisa Singh. But even while the cases are in civil court, she continues to prescribe.
The pain that she inflicted and the distress that she inflicted on all of these families is just beyond comprehension.
Lisa Singh is finally arrested on March 1st, 2012. She is charged with second-degree murder for the deaths of 28-year-old Vu Nguyen, 24-year-old Stephen Ogle, and 21-year-old Joseph Rivero.
She is aware that the types of prescriptions that she is writing could kill someone, and yet she chooses to continue to write prescriptions in the same manner. And that's what got us to second-degree murder.
Singh's defense team argues that Singh was simply naive and didn't know that her patients were abusing her trust.
It was everybody's fault but Dr. Singh's fault.
April Rivero, who lost her son, Joey, sits in court each day. She says Singh barely reacts to the accusations.
Here are these horrible, dreadful things were being said about her. And there was never one hint of emotion coming from her.
After a 2-month trial, the jury deliberates for 2 more weeks before reaching a landmark decision.
We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find a defendant, Xiao Ying Lisa Singh, guilty of the crime of murder in the second degree. Victim.
On October 30th, 2015, Singh becomes the first doctor in the United States to be convicted of murder for recklessly overprescribing drugs. At her sentencing, Singh finally addresses her victims.
I would like to apologize to all my patients and their family members, and I'm really terribly sorry for all of your loss.
Lisa Singh is sentenced to 30 years to life in a California woman's prison. Investigators say at least 13 patients died under her care, and the toll may still grow higher.
We only know it was reported to us via the coroner or family members, but there probably were more deaths that we were just unaware of.
Today, April Rivero vows that her son Joey's death will help save others. She has formed the National Coalition Against Prescription Drug Abuse and tirelessly raises awareness about the risks of prescription drugs and the dirty doctors like Lisa Singh who overprescribe them.
Joey can't do that. He's not here anymore, but I wanted his life to be meaningful. I wanted it to make a difference. And I like to think he's up there looking down and thinking, go mom, you know?
Thanks for listening to the American Greed Podcast presented by CNBC. I'm Stacy Keach.
You gotta take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll off.
Subscribe to Squawk Pod on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.